believers.
They do something in their prayers and stuff just to fool him. They know that they, when they stop this praying stuff and they go out, they are planning for that stuff. Or even when they are coming to temple, they are not in the temple really to pray. They are in the temple to socialize and connect with the people and do even a little bit business over there. These institutions we created are all economic institutions. They run like that. So deep down, a lot of people, they try to cheat. That's how he started to say, the clay who is fighting the plaster. You are made by something and you want to fool that source. But if you succeed, why not? And it's good, isn't it? If you could fool the god, then you are the god. This is that silly idea. Now, yes.
Now purge your ear of forgetfulness and listen to the separation of the sorrowful one. Know that when you set your ear to his tale, that is the alms which you give to the sad.
Listen carefully. This is the lesson I wanted to teach in this story. When you understand that there are people like that, now you should clean your ears. Do you remember the problem is your ears? Why? You love it with a piece of cotton in here, the silence, tranquility, you could rest. Here, cleaning of your ears is important. Clean your ears from what? From forgetfulness. Pay attention to these differences I'm talking about. Know that when you sit on your ears to his tale, that is the alms which you give to the sad. Yes.
You will hear the sorrows of the heartsick, the starvation of the noble spirit by the water and clay. One filled with knowledge, it hath a house filled with smoke. Open a window for it by listening. When your ear becomes a way of breath for it, the bitter smoke will decrease from its house.
You see the explanation of why I'm talking about your ears? Because the major entry of information is this, okay? And what are you listening to? Mainly, what are you listening to? Yourself. Just literally says, oh, wait a minute. Pay attention how little it is, the space of you in you. If you're thinking about yourself, the limitation is awful. Open a window, enlarge it. Because the house inside is full of smoke. It's not a very good stuff, because inside me is the animal. And the animal lives in what? In filth and limitations. So, your ears?
Show sympathy with us, O watered one, if you are faring towards the Most High Lord. This vacillation is a prison and goal that will not let the soul go in any direction. This draws you in one direction and that in another, each saying, I am the right way.
And this is the point. When you can fill your ears, then what? Everybody is calling you. Why? Because that's what you do. What are you doing as an animal? You're trying to be loved, to be accepted, and you behave. How do you behave? The way you think your environment expecting you to be. That's how you do. The animal will look around in the herd and will try to find a position that he could fill in. That's how it works. So we're all doing it. Everybody wants your acceptance. Not really for the sake of information and things like that, because respect pays back. Economically is good. If everybody accepts you, then you have a good position. All of that is in the first level of humanity. It's around you. Everybody is calling you. Nobody will come to you and will say, excuse me, I'm very stupid, don't listen to me. This will never happen. Everybody will tell you, I know, let me tell you. So, yes?
The vacillation is a precipice on the way to God. Oh, blessed is he whose feet are loosed. Mm. He fares on the right.
This is this verse. Highlight. Because first of all, he talks about vacillation. Means this, that. Which one should I do? This, which one should I do, is a narrow pass. A narrow pass of haq. This is the place that you are in trouble when you don't know. Here should I go or there? The lucky fellow is the fellow who has his feet absolutely on the ground. The real grounded fellow who doesn't need to ask, this way should I go rather that? When this happens when you're looking only here. If you know where you're going, you don't do this. There are five different paths to choose. I look at them. Oh, this one is going where I want to go. Not that one. The direction, that general idea which comes with the enlightenment. Before that, good for the fellow who has that position. Why? Because he had found the path. Because there is one path only, remember? Because there is one goal, and that was haq, justice. You see, there is one just way. There are no two just ways. There are no two real stuff. So there is one. Yes?
He fares on the right way without vacillation. You do not know the way. Seek where his footsteps are.
Ah, okay. I talked about this fellow, the enlightened fellow who knows where he's going, and you, the silly fellow. What should you do? Looking at the horizon? You don't see anything. Look on the ground. You will see the footstep of that fellow. Because that's how we grow up. How did we grow up in these centuries? Following that connoisseur, following that master. That's how mastery arrived. Who was the second goldsmith or blacksmith? The apprentice to the older one. He didn't come and learn it from me. He went to the source. He followed the footstep of the path. Yes?
Cleave to the footprints of the deer and advance safely, that from the deer's footprints you may attain to the musk gland.
What do you want to do with that animal? The deer. Why should you be interested in deer? Ah, this is the point. This is one of those old stories. This is a story about a very special kind of deer. It's not deer, it's Chazal gathered. It's a very special old one which is extinct, doesn't exist anymore. This animal will have some fluid come out of the center and it will dry out. It will be a black stuff which smells very good. So to find that little stuff for that perfumery, they have to follow this animal to find that stuff. We say, okay, when you want to find that stuff, footstep. You don't see this stuff. You smell it, yes, but smell comes from far away. The best lead is footstep. Why this insisting on footstep? Do you remember the qiyamah, standing up on your feet? This is what he has in mind always when he talks about the feet. Because you have, he said, good lucky fellow who has a strong feet. Do you remember the Belgaise? Solomon will look at the feet and say, yeah, this is a good lady. Because we're talking about this path. And this path, we'll say, the smell is lovely, but footstep will show you the path. Yes?
By means of this wayfaring, you will ascend to the most luminous zenith. O brother, if you will walk on the fire. No fear of sea or waves or foam, since you have heard the allocution, be not afraid. Know that it is...
That was a very good stuff. What was that? Be not afraid. And he wrote this quotation. This is a part of something. Do you remember that he said?
Mm-hmm.
He said, do not be afraid, because I'm backing you up. You are facing... What are we facing as a human being? We are facing the ignorance. We know there is a lot we don't know. So we could be frightened. He said, don't. Yes? He will explain this. Not be afraid. Yep.
Know that it is, be not afraid, when God hath given you the fear. He will send the bread, since he hath sent the tray to you. The fear is for that one who has no fear, the anguish for that one who does not frequent this place.
You see how beautifully he ended it, very poetically and very correctly indeed. That, you know, who should be fearful? The fellow who doesn't have a fear. Because if he doesn't have a fear, he's silly. Period. Fear is good, but don't be afraid. That's my point. That fear, first of all, fear is given to you. Why? Because it's good and you need it. But do not be afraid. That fear, do you remember when it started? Maybe from amoebas. The fear of death, that's why trying to remain alive. Fear is a part of this animal that's given to you. But you shouldn't be afraid because you have something else. What is that something else? What is it if you have it? That's hope. We have the fear, we have the hope. What is the hope? Yes, any cow going in the desert could hope for a river to drink. Is that kind of hope you're talking about? That's not hope. That's desperate looking, doing everything for getting what you want. Hope. Hope is the point I made at the beginning. That 20 years from now, we will be better. We'll be globalist. We'll be different human beings. I could imagine that in the future they will write that, Yes, it started